This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $5 million in federal funding for projects across western Wisconsin. According to a press release on Tuesday, the bipartisan government funding bill passed this week includes funding to expand access to affordable health care, connect residents with job training programs and employment opportunities, and create more affordable housing. Healthcare access and affordable housing have been especially difficult issues to address in western Wisconsin. A number of municipalities, ranging from the city of Eau Claire to St. Croix County, identified building more housing units as one of the most significant long-term needs facing their communities. Five organizations will receive direct funding through the legislation, including the University of Wisconsin-Stout to expand support for entrepreneurs, Gunderson La Crosse Medical Center to renovate a facility providing addiction services, the Pablo Center in Eau Claire for STEAM education, the Family and Children's Center of Wisconsin for a new mental health diagnostic center, and the Vernon Memorial Healthcare Foundation for a new clinic. After weeks of being offline due to funding issues, Wisconsin Eye officially started live streaming events at the state capitol again this week. Wisconsin Eye temporarily shut down in December after officials said they needed to raise $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of 2026 and $1 million for the full year. State lawmakers have been working to address the funding issues at the nonprofit, with legislation pending that would provide Wisconsin Eye with some state funding in addition to its own fundraising efforts. The legislation would use $10 million from the state budget to establish a trust fund and build a permanent endowment for Wisconsin Eye. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for the nonprofit, but it would be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars each year to support the streaming service. In addition to resuming live streams this week, Wisconsin Eye also brought its extensive video archive covering years of state politics back online. The city of Eau Claire is seeking more poll workers with the spring election about 2 months away. Officials from the city clerk's office say they need around 500 to 600 poll workers for each election across the city's 20 voting sites. Residents interested in serving as a poll worker for the April 7th election can find more information on the city's election website and submit their application. If approved, candidates will also need to attend a training session. Poll workers will receive pay at $8.25 an hour for both the election and training sessions. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is sharing tips on protecting yourself from carbon monoxide poisoning after two people were hospitalized in Pleasant Valley. Everyone should have working carbon monoxide detectors on every level of their home and replace the batteries twice a year. If you park your car in a garage, you should always turn the engine off inside to prevent carbon monoxide from building to an unsafe level. Residents should also avoid using generators and gasoline or propane heaters inside and have their furnace or wood-burning stove inspected every year. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is conducting a traffic study along the Highway 53 corridor between Eau Claire and Chippewa County. According to a Leader Telegram report, DOT officials say crash rates along the corridor are significantly higher than the statewide average for similar roads. They're hoping to identify the biggest safety and operational concerns on that stretch of highway and determine what alternative options are available to improve driver safety. DOT officials say these studies typically take around 3 years to complete. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is also warning residents about a persistent scam that's popping up again. Scammers are impersonating tolling agencies, sending fake emails to potential victims claiming that they have overdue toll fees. If their victim clicks on the link provided in the email, it redirects them to a website that is designed to look like a real toll payment portal. DOT officials are reminding residents that Wisconsin does not have any toll roads, and if they're unsure if a payment request is legitimate, they should contact the toll agency directly. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Chris Taylor has won an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, giving liberals a 5-2 majority on the court. It will likely stay that way until at least 2028. Taylor, a former Democratic lawmaker and appeals court judge, beat Maria Lazar in a race that drew far less attention and spending than last year's contest. The result also suggests the state's voters may be in a different mood heading into this year's midterm elections. Rothman is out. The UW Board of Regents has fired UW President Jay Rothman after a closed-door meeting yesterday. The board gave no reason during the meeting, but later said it had lost confidence in his ability to lead moving forward. Rothman had led the system since June of 2022 and made just over $600,000 a year. The board says it is now looking for a successor. Republican State Senator Rob Hutton later criticized the decision, calling it backroom maneuvering. Wisconsin adults are drinking less than they used to. According to new data, the report says just about 60% of adults in the state reported drinking alcohol, down more than 10 percentage points from Wisconsin's high point in 2005. Across the U.S., adult alcohol use has also fallen over the past decade. While interest in mocktails and other non-alcoholic drinks keep growing, the study uses data from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And nearly 200 Wisconsin students are getting ready to test their civics knowledge in this year's Wisconsin Civics Games. 52 teams from 33 schools will compete, with the top 16 moving on to the state capitol for the championship on May 1st. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers in Las Vegas for the semifinals of the NCAA Frozen Four tournament. They'll face off tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against North Dakota at the T-Mobile Arena. It's been 16 years since Wisconsin reached the Frozen Four. Head coach Mike Hastings on letting the players know how important this game will be.
You address it, you talk about it, and they understand how important Thursday is. You know, they want to do this for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, the guys that are in that locker room.
Baseball, Brewers and the Red Sox wrapping up their series at Fenway. The Crew losing last night 3-2. The Bucks in Detroit against the Pistons after dropping one last night to the Nets in Brooklyn, 96-90.
You know, I love that we played overall. We had some great ball movement plays. I think we had 20 turnovers, and a lot of them were just unforced. You know, there's a lot of teaching left there.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers. Our high right around 61. It will be breezy with wind out of the southwest gusting to 25. Tonight, scattered showers early, then clear. Our low 32 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.